If you like hot, try this. Then I will season it. I like to use pepper. This is very, very hot. Sounds beautiful. LaBelle number 4, hot flash. That's me.
Whoa.
Over the course of her 4-decade career, Patti LaBelle has crossed most of pop music genres with chart-topping singles like Lady Marmalade and New Attitude. She's also appeared on TV a lot, and she's even been a New York Times best-selling author. Along the way, she picked up 2 Grammys and 3 Emmy nominations. Her latest endeavor is a new cookbook called Recipes for the Good Life with an accompanying DVD called In the Kitchen with Miss Patti. It is put out by Karen Hunter Publishing, and I'm pleased to welcome Patti LaBelle to my show today to talk about all of those things.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for having me here.
Now, you've had a long and celebrated career in music, and suddenly there are these cookbooks. This is the third one?
This is the third. Actually, I started cooking before I started singing. I used to go in the shed of my house and come up with hot sauce recipes. Because I stayed in the kitchen with my mother and father and this lady who lived with us, Naomi. She was just a friend. We pretended she was an aunt. And she cooked her face off making fresh fried corn, and my father made the best potato salad, and my mother made the best fried fish and chicken. And there was hot sauce used in all of their recipes. And so I took hot sauce and ketchup to the shed one day and started creating my own hot sauces. So when you see me today doing that, it's because it's real. Like, I don't put my name on anything unless I really believe in it.
Well, they often say when somebody's really doing well, a musician is doing well, that she's cooking, and woodshedding is part of the whole process, so I guess it all ties up.
It all ties up.
But this is really like a third career, isn't it? There was the singing, then the acting. Did the acting come as a surprise to you, or was it a
sure.
natural consequence
well,
of the singing?
Everything came as a surprise. My first book came as a surprise. I mean, I was 50 years old when I did, 50 years young, when I did my first book, Don't Block the Blessings, and it was very cathartic because I talked about finally me and the secrets that I had, and it brought me out. And then I started with recipes, and I said, why not do books with recipes? Because people believe in what I say. Like, if I say it's good, they know it's good. So I started the first cookbook that was Patti LaBelle Cuisine. That's the book that had all the fattening stuff that would really hurt you but made you happy, put a smile on your face. And I was diagnosed diabetic like 14 years ago, so I had to do Patti LaBelle Cuisine, the light cuisine, so that people who wanted to live a healthier lifestyle, and if you're a diabetic, you can have all of these great recipes that taste great. And this third book is a blend of both books. There's like 6 categories, like hot and spicy section, a slap your mama, food so good you want to slap your mama, foods that Patti LaBelle can eat, like the healthy and the more healthy section, and then there's a section where it says Patti LaBelle can't eat.
Yeah, but on the DVD you say, well, I'm making this, there's too much salt and sugar
but
you'll like it.
Yeah, you'll like it. And then for diabetics, we can always use much garlic and much scotch bonnets to substitute the salt and the butter. And after you burned up your taste buds, so you don't know if you missed the salt or the butter. So it's all good food. And these are things that I'm very proud of. And the DVD, it's like I did Tyra Banks show yesterday. Poor baby can't cook a lick. And Brandy, she wanted to learn how to make my apple pie for 5 years. She said, could I come to your house and you can show me how to make it? I said, yes, but it so happened that yesterday on Tara's show, they said, Patti, could you show Brandy how to make an apple pie? I said, how ironic that she asked me this. Show the baby she can't cook a lick. Pitiful. Her and Tara, they had the worst looking apple pies, but my DVD shows you how to really make them.
Do you think this is a generational thing?
That younger girls can't?
Yeah.
No, they just...
It's just them.
Some young girls are just, they're not kitchen girls. They need to stay out of the kitchen. But with my DVD... it will put you in the kitchen, not just ladies, for men too.
Now, I'd imagine most of these recipes are things that you grew up with. Any of them your inventions?
Oh, yes. Loads of them are invented by Patti LaBelle out of boredom. After being diagnosed diabetic, I come up with recipes that I can eat and still feel as though I'm cheating. and that's a good thing. And before Luther Vandross died, Halle Berry also is diabetic, they gave me recipes for my second cookbook, you know, the diabetic. I didn't call it a diabetic cookbook, but it was the one for people who want to live longer. And so I got recipes from them, and a lot of recipes I just stand in the kitchen and I just make them up as I go along, because, you know, it's I have diabetes. Diabetes doesn't have me, and I'm not going to give in to boring food.
Should you have been warned? Your mother also had diabetes, and this is a major problem in the African-American community.
Yes, and you know what? As an African-American, I was one of those African-American people who would not go to the doctors for checkups. So one night in Albany, New York, during a show, I passed out when I was doing Over the Rainbow. So they rushed me to the hospital. So I knew the doctor was going to come out and say, "Miss LaBelle, you're exhausted. You need to go home and cut the tour." He said, "Did you know you're diabetic?" And it broke my heart. I said, "Oh, my gosh, my mother, who had at 58 legs amputated, my uncle who died of diabetes after he went blind, my other aunt."
And it's called sugar in the community.
It's called sugar, honey, and I have lots of sugar. And I do insulin 6 times a day, and I do glucophage, and I do other medicines for that, and I do Lipitor for other stuff. So I'm a person who has to medicate every day. But I, when I have my meals, I make sure they're not boring. You know, you need something to lift you up. So all of these meals in this book will show you how you can live with diabetes. And a lot of things that we have in the book, oh gosh, my hot sauces and my spices, they're at Safeways. And
yeah, you have a line of spices and sauces.
Yes, and they can help you with these dishes, these diabetic dishes, and you can get a lot of information from PattyLabelleFoods.com. When you go to these Safeways, they have a holiday table set up with all of my products on. Soon, coming next year, the beginning, I have a coffee coming out, some more spices, pots and pans, sort of like a Martha Stewart, Patti LaBelle growing up into Martha Stewart's life. So
you may never have to sing again.
That's not true. I will always sing. I sang after doing Tara's show yesterday and a bunch of interviews for the book. I went and sang for the soldiers at Fort Dix last night, which was wonderful. And they all knew about the hot sauces and the cookbook and all the stuff. And I'm sending some of the guys, their wives, you know, who's home. They go back to war on Friday, some of them. So I'm sending their families some of my goodies.
My guest is Patti LaBelle, who's not her real name, but
no.
How did you wind up with LaBelle?
Well, it's funny. This manager person who ran a car dealership in Philadelphia, Harold B. Robinson, had us come to his studio one day to record in his basement.
This is when you were in one of those early groups.
This is when I was with the Ordettes or some of those girls. And when he saw me, he said, "My God, she's an ugly black woman. I swear to you, I'm not lying." So I said,
"You are not an ugly woman."
But he thought so. So listen, I promise you, he said, "She's too black. She's too ugly." And so my feelings were hurt. So I started out the door. So my manager, Mr. Montague, said, "No, Patti, come back and sing You Never Walk Alone." I said, I wanted to beat the man up, right? So I said, "It's best that I get out." But I sang just because my manager wanted me to. And I did You Never Walk Alone. He said, "Oh, my God, she's LaBelle." This is how I got my name. He ended up calling me LaBelle, which means the beautiful. I said, "You hypocrite." He really saw the green dollar. So all of a sudden, I turned not so ugly, not so black. And that's how I got that name. And, you know, I started singing with 4 girls in Philadelphia. And I'm still singing now at 49 years, I think.
And you've worked in many musical styles over the years. Girl group, soul, funk, modern ballad, R&B. And the transition seemed to be seamless. Is it because gospel roots tie them all together?
I did my first singing in the church. Out of being shy, my mother would sometimes give me a quarter to go out and play with kids and stuff, and then I would come right back to the shed and create more hot sauces. I didn't like kids. I didn't like people. And my choir director, who I ended up having, heard that I could sing, and she said, "Please come and join our choir." So I joined the choir, wanting to sing with the choir, never solo. And she heard my voice. She said, "You're going out in front." And I was petrified. But when I did the first song, got a standing ovation in the church, and they said hallelujah. So you know, black folks, when they say hallelujah, it's all good. So I got my hallelujah, and I've been singing solo. Well, not singing solo. I was with LaBelle. We split up for 30 years. We're back together again now also.
Who are you?
Yeah, we do our first show at the Apollo.
Nona and Sarah back?
Mm-hmm. The 19th of December. It's a sold-out show, and it's going to be our first long, real LaBelle show.
Well, you grew up in Philadelphia, which is a great gospel town. Sister mm-hmm. Rosetta Tharpe, the Dixie Hummingbirds, award singers with Marion Williams, gosh. The Davis Sisters. Were you listening to all of them
when you were growing up? Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. I was listening to them, Nina Simone, James Moody, Gloria Lynn, and Dakota Staton. These were the people that I listened to because my brother, I had a half-brother who was living with me at the time, living with us, and he would play this jazz, and I would listen to this. Never influenced by any one singer to sing like anyone, but those were the songs that I listened to, and of course, Clara Ward. How could you not listen to Clara Ward and the Ward singers?
Well, I remember seeing you at the Apollo, and you'd sing something like Danny Boy, and the audience would go crazy.
You were there? One of those? Yes, honey. They stood up instead of, you know, because sometimes you think at the Apollo they'll throw eggs at you if you make a mistake.
No, you always took that audience. That was a tough audience, but they were yours.
Yes.
Was the girl group format kind of a limitation?
No. The girl group format was wonderful when it was good. When it was bad, it wasn't like Dinah Raw said, I'm going to quit the group. We all said we have to quit each other. So I wanted to get that straight. I never quit LaBelle. We all quit at the same times, but we never told the public that we were splitting. So now that we're back together, we can say we're back. But I do prefer singing solo. I have to say that because when you're with a group, my goodness, this time around, we're fighting still like sisters. We're 64 and 63. But we're old,
because
older sisters.
Egos are still involved, no,
no
matter
egos.
How old you are.
No, it's no egos. It's like when my sisters were living, I lost three sisters to cancer. We fought all the time. So that's why I know with Sarah Noone, it's a blood thing. We don't have the same mother or father, but it's blood love. But we fight if they might not like what I'm wearing, and I might not like what they're wearing or the way they're sounding, and so we talk about it. But it's love. And I wouldn't be back with them if I didn't love them.
Well, there was a time when you all wore those space-age outfits.
And
at least you couldn't fight over them.
No, we loved those at that time. Now, you couldn't see me in that right now, okay? I have to dress age appropriate. And after we did that, Kiss went to our designer, and they got that Patti LaBelle, Sarah Dashnow, and Hendrix look. So they were doing our thing after we did it.
You toured with the Rolling Stones at one point, and it must have been weird because you had already established yourself by the time they came along, hadn't you?
Yeah, we were established, and but you know, as black women, we didn't get the opportunities that people like the Stones and all those other wonderful people got. So when they asked us to open the show, I mean, that was phenomenal. I was afraid of an Apollo moment. I said, because all those little white children are going to throw eggs and shoes at us, so we better get on and get off fast. When we got on, we got a standing ovation. And that was wonderful. And you know, back in the day, we did stuff with The Who opening, and Elton John back in the day was my piano player, which most people don't know.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. He came to Philly and called me and said, Patty, it's Reggie. He said, I want you to come to my show tonight. So I said, who are you working with? He said, I'm Elton John now. It's a real long story.
He had been Reggie something when he was
Reggie White or Reggie Dwight.
Well, it's interesting. The Rolling Stones also had Stevie Wonder as their warm-up act at one point. And the Canadian press has quoted you as telling an online magazine that people pay more respect to white artists who sing well before they do black women. Racism still pervasive after
honey,
all these years?
Don't you know it? It is still. I recorded, if you asked me to, some time ago from... I think For Your Eyes Only or some movie. And I did If You Asked Me To. Celine Dion did If You Asked Me To. The same way I did it. She sold a trillion copies. I sold maybe two. You know, there's racism still all over the world. I mean, you look at TV now, how many black sitcoms do you see? Maybe one, and that's Tyler Perry. So racism is still here, and I got to be real. You know, thank God we have a rainbow president, you know. I call him Rainbow Man. He's a black president. He's a white president. He's every man.
You did do some breakthroughs. You were the first African-American group to play at the Metropolitan Opera House.
And you know how that happened? Oh, gosh, we wanted to, and the girls were afraid to ask somebody. I said, let's ask Ron Delsner. And I said, the only thing he could say is yes or no. And he said yes. And we did it. And I believe in life, you know, you have to ask for what you want. Sometimes you'll be told yes, sometimes no. But as far as me becoming a big, big super, superstar like my friends like Bette Midler, Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion, it's going to take me a little longer. And I've accepted that. So I've been working like 10 women every show I do. It's like I'm out there to prove myself.
Well, you've proven yourself as a singer, as an actor, now as a best-selling author.
Thank you.
Both the non-cookbook and now the three cookbooks, the latest one called Recipes for the Good Life.
Mm-hmm.
And the DVD that's attached. Is this
yes.
like having a TV show showing us everything that we need
it's
to know?
It's showing you everything you should know.
I should know.
You should, and then you can go from there.
This is kind of comfort food here, and a lot of it is soul food as well. Would you call soul food comfort food?
Oh, yes, for sure. It's a lot of soul food. It's a lot of light foods also. So this book is for, like I said, everybody. There's something in it for everybody. And anybody can make comfort food, soul food. You know, Paula Deen, she makes comfort soul food, you know, and you don't have to be black to make soul food.
Well, everybody but Tyra Banks can make it well.
Oh, poor baby. I love her, but she can't cook.
The book and the DVD are published by the Karen Hunter Publishing Company, and it has been my great pleasure to talk about
you've been so nice.
Them with Patti LaBelle.
Thank you, darling. Have a happy holiday. Woo!